And on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The defense secretary and Signal in the news again. Pete Hegseth included his wife and brother in a Signal chat detailing U.S. attack plans in Yemen, according to reporting in the New York Times, confirmed by ABC News. ABC's Alex Perche.
Now, this information reportedly shared is essentially the same attack plans he shared in a separate Signal chat that included the editor of The Atlantic. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz took responsibility for adding The Atlantic's editor in that situation.
But this one was created by Pete Hegseth himself. Twister warnings up right now for three states, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois. An overnight twister in Spalding, Oklahoma, killed one person and injured two others. Vice President J.D. Vance is off to India tomorrow to negotiate a trade deal. More rich Americans are opening Swiss bank accounts, reporting CNBC, as part of the de-Americanization of their portfolios. This is ABC News. The VP and the Pope, Vatican confirming Vice President J.D. Vance was able to speak with Pope Francis for a few minutes while visiting Rome. ABC's Marcus Moore.
Pope Francis met privately with Vice President J.D. Vance, who was visiting Rome during Holy Week with his family. The Vatican press office says the two met for several minutes and exchanged Easter greetings. In a post on X, the Vice President writing in part, quote, "It was an honor to be in Rome on this Holy Week."
$54 is the average shipment of cheap Chinese goods to America using Temu and Shein. That same shipment will cost more than twice as much in 2 weeks when duty-free shipments under $800 end. President Trump's 145% tariffs closing that loophole. Bad for consumers, but good for some workers. Temu allegedly used forced labor, and Shein said that it found children working in its supply chain. U.S. companies complain of counterfeits. Starting tomorrow, goods globally costing over $800 will not be shipped by DHL Express. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
MaxiQ Radio, sponsored by the Loxley Live Music Venue. Live Music has a new home on Madison's West Side in Verona Road, the old Dry Bean Building. You can see the full lineup right now at LoxleyVenue.com. That's LoxleyVenue.com. Let's kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a double dip of a band from the Rocker Jamboree. In fact, we're doing double dips all hour for the Jamboree. We'll kick it off with two in a row from Last Crack. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Employ the mind and hide the gun we see. its joy.
Maxi on Civic Media, we are local music, a double dip of Last Crack, an energy mine from My Burning Time. Icicle before that from the Uprising album. Double dip of Last Crack to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Of course, Last Crack is the premier band that we're going to see on Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak for the Rocker Jamboree. It's a benefit for Rocker to help him with the out-of-pocket medical expenses from his heart attack. And Mama Cares here in Madison. If you want to get more information about Mama Cares, go to their website, themamas.org. That's themamas.org. We'll tell you more about the lineup as we go through the hour here, but it's going to be fantastic. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. How about that live in the lair we just heard? Power Takeoff. Thank you to everybody for coming in tonight, performing live on the radio for us. What an amazing performance, for sure. If you want to hear it again, well, you have your opportunities. You can catch the replay of Max Inc. on Civic Media Sunday night, 6 to midnight. You can catch the podcast anytime on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. As promised, I got a bunch of double dips this hour. Two in a row from Magic 7. We'll do some Mind Docs later. Electromag. But these guys are playing the Rocker Jamboree, and I'm super excited to see them live. It's been so long since the mighty Subatomic has been on stage. Let's kick back and smoke one up. Sanctum Cerebellum on Max Inc. Radio.
It's been a long, long day. Step inside, close the door. Need to free my mind, lose control. Kick it back and feel the flow. Turn the lights down, put my headphones on. Jack it. Let it go.
Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
Thank you.
Civic Media, we are local music, a double dip of Magic 7 there. That is Mendota, their classic one, Julio before that, Hey Fool and Sanctum Cerebellum from Subatomic. Those two bands, along with Last Crack, Mind Docs, and Electromag, they're all part of the Rocker Jamboree, a benefit show for rockers' out-of-pocket medical expenses and Mama Cares here in Madison. The show is going to start early, folks, on Sunday, because we want you home in time for Sunday supper. Doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. We're done at 5. It will be Magic 7, Electromag, Mind Doc, Subatomic, and Last Crack. So many people came together to make this show possible. I want to say thanks to our sponsors, the Aaron Weber Group, MoveToMadison.com, the Ethical Trade Co. at EthicalTradeCo.com, Aftershock Classic Arcade on East Washington Avenue. Go play yourself a game of Pac-Man or Joust right now. AftershockClassicArcade.com. Ginter's Guitar or Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Thank you to Greg Ginter, GuitarShopOfWisconsin.com. Brainstormer Studios, Madison Drum Makers, 92.7 WMDX, and of course, Max Inc. at Civic Media. We'll see you at the Rocker Jamboree Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza. Pizza Madison today. So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. you better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC, or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Keep on a friend and savior right on my back. What can outrun the swift pleasures of sin? When there was so much more that I needed those days. When I prayed for shelter, and then I prayed for rain. I just wanted someone to touch me. At the same time.
Civic Media, we are local music with Mind Docs. That was Jefferson Henry Pendarvis, The Whale, before that. I've never seen Mind Docs live. That's one of the things I'm really excited about the Rocker Jamboree. That's happening Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison. A pro tip, you want to get the advance tickets. Do that right now if you haven't already done so. Just go to theburroak.com, and purchase your tickets for the Rocker Jamboree. You're going to save yourself $5. Plus, there's a really good chance this show is going to sell out, and you don't want to be standing outside looking inside. TheBurrOak.com for the Rocker Jamboree. Hope to see you there. Hey, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by TurtleIsland.com for flower topicals and edibles and gummies, plus more. There's two locations in Madison, East Johnson Street and the new store on State Street next to Peace Park. For more information, go to ShopTurtleIsland.com. That's ShopTurtleIsland.com. Also, the Good Neighbor Fence Company, established in 2014, the Good Neighbor Fencing Company is redefining boundaries through excellence in craftsmanship. Build your new fence today. Find them online at WisconsinFencing.com. I'm Jimmy Kay. Rob Roberts is coming in after 10 o'clock with After Hours. Let's conclude our final double dip of the 9 o'clock hour, promoing the Rocker Jamboree with a couple from Electromag. This is War Child. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Another leak of attack plans by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. ABC News confirming a New York Times report that Secretary Hegseth put members of his family on a chat using the same app that got him in hot water when a reporter was at it before. ABC's Alex Berger.
In this private Signal chat that included his wife, his brother, and personal lawyer, the defense secretary shared specifics, including the F-18 Hornet flight schedule of a strike in Yemen targeting Houthis back on March 15th.
And the Houthis tonight report more U.S. airstrikes on Yemen, hitting a neighborhood market in the capital with 12 people killed. A search is underway now for two people, one of them a child whose vehicle was swept away in floodwaters along Oklahoma Highway 64 south of Leonard. Authorities have rescued two people from that vehicle. Vice President Vance is off to India tomorrow to work a trade deal. Earlier this Easter Sunday, he had a brief audience with the Pope. This is ABC News.